this has been an issue that ever since March, I guess, or whenever the real problems started at Santa Anita, this has been at the forefront of all of our thoughts, especially since April. Since April, the Breeders' Cup in Keeneland have been working very closely together, along with all the other major racing jurisdictions, on initiatives that we think are, we hope, are going to ultimately result in a much safer racing environment for our horses, for all of our athletes. And the changes and the things that we're that we've been talking about and the reforms, they're medication reforms, they're operational reforms, and a lot of the things that we're talking about actually are cultural reforms for the people who are involved in racing all around the country. And the heightened interest that we've gotten, awareness in doing everything that we can possibly do to make sure that our athletes are safe when they're on the racetrack and when they're in a training environment. Mm-hmm. There have probably been times in the past when the industry would have thought that when bad things happen that it's eventually going to pass over and that things will get back to normal again, and I can assure everyone that right now that's not the feeling that's going on throughout the people in racing in America who really care. We fully acknowledge and recognize that we're at an inflection point with our racing fans and with the public and with the people who care about our horses, which they really do, that we've got to be serious about reforms, and we got to be serious about doing things that are going to be sustainable to keep improving the conditions that we've got for racing throughout America. We're going to demand it of ourselves, and we think our fans are going to demand it. And for Keeneland, it's always been important. We've always invested in initiatives that were directly affected the health and safety of our horses, from racetrack to jockey safety and the jockey injury database and just all the things that we've supported and done throughout Keeneland's history. So this is no different, but we have to acknowledge there's a heightened awareness right now and a heightened interest that we all have to do. So we're really involved in three places. We're working nationally right now on the global level with the other racing jurisdictions who care about national uniformity of all of our regulations. We're working together using each other to make sure that our best practices and what we're doing across America we have as much uniformity as we can, because what we also know what affects one jurisdiction affects all jurisdictions. Secondly, we're working within the state, and all of the racetracks in the state of Kentucky have gotten together and submitted a list of proposed reforms to the Kentucky regulatory structure. And those are medication, they're operational, and there's some things that we need to be doing together to make sure that we're putting together the proper regulatory environment inside Kentucky that brings us into standards with other initiatives that are going on around the country, but that allows Kentucky to be at the forefront of those initiatives as well. So those are in process, and we're really happy with the cooperation of all the Kentucky racetracks right now. We're in the horse capital of the world, and it's important for the horse capital of the world to show leadership throughout the country, which we're doing. And then the third thing becomes, as we're working through all these reforms, both on the national basis and regulatory-wise in Kentucky, there's a number of things that it's going to take some time for us to get accomplished. So at Keeneland, we're working on those things that we can do to make sure that before these reforms are even enacted from a statutory standpoint, we're looking at what we can do on our racetrack. So that caused us to have two new positions that we just announced, one of those being an equine safety director. This is a place, one of the regulatory reforms we're looking at is adding a fourth state steward who does nothing but look at the safety aspects of the horse, pre-race conditions, and looking at the horses themselves and stewards have got a lot of responsibilities on a race day for things that they have to do for safety and integrity on of each race and of each day. We want somebody who's doing nothing but looking at the horses. So we brought on Dr. George Mundy, who is a highly respected veterinarian, a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of experience. And he's going to be fulfilling the eventual role that we think that a new state steward is going to be fulfilling. But he's going to be doing it as part of the association right now, because it's something we can do for us to bring in an advocate for our horses and to make sure that we're doing everything that we possibly can. The second one is bringing on officially Jim Pendergast to the Keeneland team as the Director of Racing Services. There are efforts that we've been a part of with the University of Kentucky and Mick Peterson through his department and the initiatives of Dr. Nancy Cox, who's the head of the Ag Department, for the creation of a center of excellence at UK. And that's going to be in a number of areas. One of those that's most important to us is racing services. So we worked with Mick ever since he started. We have one of the most scientifically advanced, researched, and monitored racetracks in America, and Mick's always been a part of that, and will continue to be. And we heavily support the Racing Surface Testing Lab and Mick and his good work. But there's so many other things. They're at the head of concussion protocols for jockeys, for example. So university's doing so many things there. So those are some of the major initiatives. Transparency, which is really important. We've got to do things to give our fans and the people who love this sport the confidence in what we're doing to make sure that, number one, these athletes are kept safe. The people, if everybody really knew how much care and concern and love of these horses that the people have who care for them every single day. Nobody wants to have a horse hurt. Nobody wants to put a horse in an environment where it's not going to be safe. We want them to compete, but we want them to compete safely. And we've got to be able to show, not just talk about it, but we got to be able to show it. So I've talked about a lot of things there, but it really does tell you that of the things that we're all concerned about in America, we're taking it very seriously.
So as far as the reforms, what's the projected timeline on what announcing those?
Every jurisdiction, that's one of the problems that we talk about. You know, this labyrinth, all this patchwork of different racing commissions and what each state's got to do in order to enact these reforms. California can do it through house rules, so they've been able to do things a little quicker. New York's got the same kind of environment where they can do things a little bit quicker. In Kentucky, everything's regulatory, and so we've got to go through a regulatory process, which we have begun. We have a great commission right now. They're serious about it. They understand it as well. So they're going to expedite the process, I know, and it's going to be done in a very constructive manner. But our goal, some of these are on non-steroidals. They're on anti-pain medications. They're on things like withdrawal times for joint injections. There's a number of things that are specific that we're trying to do that are going to take a little time to go through the regulatory process. But in all cases, we anticipate those things are going to be done before the spring meet for sure. Mm-hmm. But the parts that we can take care of during this fall meet, like I said, things that where it involves utilization of our professionals to make sure that we're not missing anything and that we're giving the horses a chance to tell us if they're not exactly right on a day. Then those are the things that we're putting in place just immediately that we're not waiting for. So as much as we talk about some things taking a lot of time, there's a whole lot of things that we think we can enact immediately, and those are the things that we're placing our highest emphasis on right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned cultural reforms. What might that involve?
Cultural reforms kind of involve the critiques now and that we make on the horses whenever they're in training, for example. You know, we've got to give horses an opportunity whenever they're training and whenever they're working on racetracks in order to be able to tell us whenever they've got problems. So therefore, every single day that a horse is out there, there are going to be things that are going to involve making sure that that our horsemen understand, which they do, the importance of us being able to evaluate and work together to make sure that together we're not putting horses on the racetrack that shouldn't be there, mm-hmm. where they have increased risk factors. We're going to be working with other jurisdictions, for example, to make sure that we're all sharing information that we should be sharing. Horses that are on vet lists in different jurisdictions for different reasons. There's just a number of those things across the country. Horses move around. We run a short meet. We've got 15 days in the spring, 17 days in the fall. So horses are coming to us from all over the country. We've got to institute protocols where we work with other jurisdictions so that we know when horses are coming in here that they're coming in here sound and they're coming in here ready to race, and that we've got open communication with all of our jurisdictions and with our horsemen to understand that we're all in this together. And everything that we do is going to be first and foremost for the concern of those athletes that are getting ready to step on that racetrack. So those become the cultural things. When we all work together and we understand that when we're asking questions and we're looking at horses objectively, that it's in everybody's best interest, that we all have a focused effort on making sure that we're doing everything we can do to protect our animals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just a couple other questions. There obviously has been a fair amount of focus on track surface, track conditions, in light of concerns out in California, more so, I guess. But your track for this meet, is it different than the spring?
It is different in the spring. We installed the new surface in 2014, and every year it's heavily tested and scrutinized. I mean, the material, when we talk about state of the art, it really is. The mixture of the surface and the quality of the sand that's there, the quartz and the makeup of the racetrack. But this year, as was scheduled from when we installed it, we went out through a major refurbishment of the track. We added 1,000 tons of new material to it about a month ago. Under the direction and guidance of Mick Peterson, we went down and re-examined the base with ground-penetrating radar to make sure that the base was absolutely perfect, which it is. We've had the surface tested once the new surface was mixed and put back into place to make sure that it was perfect as far as the depth and the composition of the track. We've done what we always do. Every year when we open up the racetrack, we monitor it every single day for moisture content and depth. And once again, the science and the things that people just that don't know about that are going on in the background for the care of the and maintenance of the surface. And I mentioned before something about the turf track. Even with the stress that we've been under during the summer, our turf track's never been in better shape. Great root depth, beautiful surface. Gosh, I was out there walking it on Sunday, and it just looked spectacular. But the same science goes into that and goes into the moisture control of the moisture content that we have on the turf surface every day is amazing. And that's what Jim Pendergast does. Jim Pendergast, every single day, is a director of racing surfaces. The only thing he's got to worry about is making sure that all the racing surfaces between our training track and our turf track and our main track are perfect for the horses every time they step out there every single day.